Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Or maybe part of an hour. Let's hope for the best. Maybe the technical things are in the past. Maybe all of our prayers have been answered. So anyway, we are here to talk about the plants at your place, and we're going to continue to try to do that. And it sounds right now. I'm hearing things in the headphones I should be hearing in the headphones. So maybe that button has been connected through. 800-288-WBAP. Betty in Keller, Susan in Cisco, God bless you. You called early and you're hanging in there with me. I am behind one ad break. If you'll please forgive me, and let me do a very quick version of our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, get my program underway. We'll make it up somewhere soon, but not right at your expense right now. I appreciate you waiting on me. And right now I'm going to tell you that today's SPCA of Texas dog is Bogo. Bogo is a two-year-old Australian cattle dog mix. He's a handsome boy with a beautiful brindle coat. That means the coat's an auburn and black fur mix, and he is beautiful. Also has big white patches on his nose and his chest. Bogo, they say, is as their dogs go, and they have very smart dogs a lot of times. He is extremely smart, happy, and patient, and he's eager to please. He loves treats. Bogo loves hanging out with people, listening to music, playing games, and watching movies, but he's always open to new activities and hobbies. Bogo adores being as close to his people as he can get, and he gets along well with other dogs. You can meet Bogo today at the SPCA of Texas Shelter in McKinney, the Perry Animal Care Center. You can see all of the pets adoptable at spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Bogo's been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines. The SPCA shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road, Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. Great weekend to adopt a pet because you have the kids out of school now for the summer, and they'll get to know their pet. And this is the time. McKinney Shelter on Stacy Road, about half a mile, quarter mile east of Custer in southwest McKinney near Craig Ranch. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. The Dallas Shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, also noon to 6, 7 days a week. And again, spca.org/findapet. Sponsored by my announcer, Mary Travelin, and her team at Dixon Brothers. Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps and supplies, and everything that touches water. It's time for relaxing poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sun, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No, that's not right. Get yourself to Dixon Brothers and get help. Keep your pool trouble-free this year with new Pool Life Bright Sticks Sanitizer. This sanitizing stick contains exclusive Clear Care technology simultaneously to kill algae and clarify your pool's water. Bright Sticks can be safely dropped into your skimmer for long-lasting results. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter with Bright Sticks from Pool Life's exclusive Pool Care Collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Bright Sticks are available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. Again, that phone number tomorrow. I don't know if they're open Memorial Day. Staff didn't find that out for me. I forgot to ask. 972-288-7537. They are closed on Sundays. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, indeed, and thank you to Randy for sticking around to help after his newscast this morning. We've had a whole team of people trying to get the technical things figured out. You know, the station moved a couple weeks ago, and have you ever moved and you couldn't find your son's teddy bear, and now your son's 41 years old? Well, that happens in the radio business too. So, it is not easy to move a radio station. I'm going to take, Lee, our second break and get it behind us, and then we'll get ready for news. And Betty and Susan have been so kind to wait that we're going to get to them ASAP, they'll be very prime people to us because they waited through all of that. Let me tell you about Bayer Advanced right now. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? End that damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. This long-lasting formula with up to 90 days subsurface insect protection will not wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, on ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, also along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com for Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. More after these messages.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, June 2nd, how to build a flagstone patio, and on Saturday, June 9th, how to build a retaining wall. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
They're your favorite books and they're all right here.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
At Half Price Books, big sale of the year.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books is celebrating Memorial Day this Thursday through Monday, May 28th with their fantastic store-wide 20% off sale. Now, you already know that Half Price Books has a huge selection of new and unusual books, most at half price or less, but when you take an extra 20% off that, well, we're talking unbelievably low prices on hardbacks, paperbacks, kids' books, music, movies, even collectibles. The store-wide 20% off sale. Man, it's a party! So hurry to Half Price Books because it all ends Monday, May 28th. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
That is always a huge sale and always a lot of fun. Let me tell you right now about Advanced Foundation Repair. This is the time to be thinking about getting your foundation fixed if you're going to have it done, because the later you go into the summer, the drier it gets, the hotter it gets, the longer the wait will be for a great company like Advanced Foundation Repair. Call them now and you'll have the peace of mind of knowing what the problem is, if there is a problem. They are very honest in their home evaluations. When they come to your home, it'll take an hour to an hour and a half for them to do basically a topographic map of your foundation, and they will tell you if you have a problem. They'll point out they have the elevations, the changes in elevation within a room. Our sunroom, one room that was built after the rest of our house, had a drop of 2 inches, more than 2 inches, from one corner to the other corner, probably a 25-foot span across that, and I had no clue. 2.5 inches is huge. They fixed it, and they fixed it for the lifetime of our home. You can have that same thing. The home inspection is absolutely free, so call, don't delay. Then they guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home after they do the work. There's no obligation, though. The home inspection is free if you call them tomorrow or Tuesday at 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. 800-800-0003. We go to Susan in Cisco, who's a trooper who waded through all of that with me. And, Susan, I appreciate you. Good morning.
Oh, that's fine. Good morning. We have laid new Bermuda sod in our yard. Okay, and it's doing good. We just got it down. Mm-hmm. Okay, when do I fertilize it?
Okay, you need to, this is going to sound like I'm answering the wrong question. You need to mow it. This is common Bermuda?
Yes.
Okay, you need to mow it at 1.25 to 1.5 inches. Letting it get tall does not make it stronger, quite the opposite. So keep it low and start mowing it as soon as it needs to be mowed. That is my reference point, because after you mow it the second time, it is established enough that you can fertilize it with an all-nitrogen fertilizer, a quality fertilizer, or at least a high-nitrogen fertilizer, preferably all-nitrogen, with half of its nitrogen in slow-release form. Your nurseryman will know what I'm talking about. You probably do, too. And at half the recommended rate. So after you mow it the second time, at 1.25 to 1.5 inches, after you mow it the second time, fertilize it at half the recommended rate with a high-nitrogen or all-nitrogen fertilizer quality.
Okay. Okay, well, that's great. Thanks.
And then, oh, and one other thing, and I didn't finish, and I'm just in my own haste here. Then fertilize it at the recommended rate 1 month after that, and then every 2 months until October,
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You can do it, attagirl. Thanks for calling. All right, that catches us up with the one person who did wait through all of that. And so at this point, I'm going to get into an ad break. And actually, I think it's probably because we're a little bit late. I think it's time for us to join the newscast. That's what we have decided we're going to do. And so let's check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry Overton, who has witnessed the news here this morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News time now is 8:31. And a massive wildfire in New Mexico's Gila National Forest now covers more than 150 square miles. Officials say the weather preventing crews from getting any containment. Officials say smoke from the 100,000-acre fire means health alerts continue as far away as Albuquerque. Activists say there are casualties in the Syrian capital. That's after a bomb struck a security vehicle today. The blast reportedly occurred in an upscale Damascus neighborhood near a military airport. And the party, well, it's going to be in full swing today at the Golden Gate Bridge. It's the 75th anniversary celebration. Tens of thousands of people expected down at the waterfront for a fireworks display marking 75 years since the Golden Gate Bridge officially opened. WBAP News time now, 8:32.
And as you head through South Dallas, a wreck is reported on westbound I-20 at Cockrell Hill. So far, no major problems in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. This report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Get ready for fun in the sun. 99 Cents Only Stores has bright-colored inflatable beach balls, large sand buckets, and flip-flops for the whole family for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast. Mostly sunny today, the high 91 down to 73 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, the sun's still around 92 for the high. And for your Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon. We're looking for a high in the lower 90s again. Right now, we have mostly cloudy skies, 74 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 8:33. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. A real pro there. He hits my curveball at the rim very well, so thank you. Nice to deal with pros. Let me tell you right now about North Haven Gardens. This is, speaking of dealing with pros, this is a nursery that was founded, let me do my math, 61 years ago. And my heroes, Ralph and Muriel Pincus, who began North Haven Gardens, still my friends and married more than 70 years. Their son John owns and operates this wonderful retail nursery at 7700 North Haven Road. For all of that time, for 61 years, gardeners in North Texas have found new plants, wonderful plants, proven plants, first and foremost at North Haven Gardens. Many of the plants that you have come to know as standard plants in our area were first sold at North Haven Gardens. They have non-invasive and clumping bamboo. They have Bambusa multiplex and Borinda, August. I wish I'd pre-read this. I didn't see this one coming. And two others. I'm not going to get into the scientific names. They're heat tolerant. They have several others that are wonderful in our area. Let them show you their clumping and non-invasive bamboos. Come speak to a North Haven Gardens advisor to see which variety will fit best in your space, and they'll talk about all the other plants that they have. That's an example. Plants that are off the beaten path, unusual and wonderful plants, and they're open today, and I'm sure they'll be open tomorrow, knowing those folks are just always there for us. Patio orchids in bloom right now, stunning in the garden with some afternoon shade and in containers, wonderful foliage and delicate orchid blooms for your spring and early summer garden. Plant them now to enjoy the flowers in your landscape. And this is the time to plant caladiums and summer bulbs. They have lots of great colors, sizes, and varieties in stock. Summer bulbs include oriental lily, glads, callas, cannas, pineapple lily, and so much more. Much, much more. At 7700 North Haven Road, it doesn't get any better than North Haven Gardens, nhg.com, 214-363-5316. Shop today or tomorrow at 7700 North Haven Road in Northeast Dallas, just inside LBJ, just west of Central. It's North Haven Gardens.
Spring storm season is upon us. Trust meteorologist Brad Barton to let you know what's happening. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Ortho-Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho-Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Don't let ants keep you from enjoying the lawn. Fight back with Ortho's powerful lineup of outdoor insect killer products to keep the fire ants away. For best results, you need to learn the two-step approach to controlling fire ants. Step 1, use Ortho-Orthene Fire Ant Killer for existing mound treatment. It kills the queen and destroys the mound. One 12-ounce bottle will treat 54 mounds. Apply it when fire ants are active. Do not apply it during heavy dew or just before a rain. Treat new mounds as they appear. Step 2. Use Ortho-Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules for broadcast treatment. Apply them uniformly over your lawn. Water the lawn after the application. They kill the queen and the mounds. Prevent fire ants for up to 6 months. Covers up to 5,000 square feet. For best results, apply them in the morning or late evening when it's cool and the ants are most active. To find a retailer near you, go to ortho.com. That's Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Two more great products from your friends at Ortho. More after these messages.
Create the outdoor oasis you imagine. Encore azaleas add bright, beautiful color to your garden in spring, summer, and fall. Plant any of Encore Azalea's 25 bloom colors and sizes today and enjoy beautiful azalea blooms in spring, summer, and fall. Visit EncoreAzalea.com now to find a garden center near you. Encore Azalea, the world's best-selling azalea. Ask for Encore Azalea by name.
Ag Power is celebrating John Deere's 175th anniversary with a special offer on Select Series riding mowers. When you've got serious landscaping to do, the John Deere Select Series has all the muscle you need to tackle any chore. Come in for a test drive and get $300 off the X500 Series or $350 off the X700 Series. Plus, we've got tons of other great Deere season deals going on. So stop by Ag Power today or visit us online at ag-power.com. Offer ends 7/31/2012. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details.
All right, let me tell you right now about the special offer we have going on for a very limited time. More from my magazine, and that is Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We really would like to have you as a subscriber, and this special offer is good for new and renewing subscribers, but only if you call today before 11. We're going to close our office at 11 today. It'll be closed tomorrow. You must call before 11 if you want this offer. It is a 3-year subscription for less than double the 1-year subscription, less than double the 1-year subscription. $23.95 per year, you get 3 years for $44.95. A lot of people, when they subscribe to a magazine, take a 1-year subscription, then they renew, and I'm guaranteeing your satisfaction. There's no point in doing that. I will guarantee your satisfaction, or we'll send you a refund of all that you spend. So give it a try. If you've never seen our magazine, give it a try. It's 26 years in the making. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. And the region that we serve is totally Texas, your Texas landscape and garden. $23.95 per year, but 3 years new or renewal for $44.95. If you were to do that year after year renewal thing, you'd be paying $71.85. Our deal to you. Satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal. Just $44.95. You must call before 11. Office is open now. Extra people there. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, and we are back on track. Let's go to Bill in Duncanville, who also has been waiting patiently. Bill, how can I help?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I did a stupid thing.
Uh-oh.
I let a bird plant a chinaberry tree in my yard and let it grow to maturity. And then got tired of the mess and had a professional tree service outfit come and cut it down, but last fall. Mm-hmm. But this spring, sprouts are coming out of the trunk. How do I stop that?
All right, so what happened? They just cut it flush with the ground and left the stump there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think I can help you. Do you have sprouts coming up out in the grass away from the trunk or just right at the trunk?
Just right at the trunk.
Oh, I can help you. That's a line that I got from Steve George, who works for Texas A&M, and his comment when he begins a talk, "I'm from the government, I'm here to help." Well, I'm not from the government, but I'll try to help. If you will drill down into the stump that is there, as if you were sticking your pinky finger down into mud, you're trying to make holes about that size around in that trunk, holes that do not go out don't penetrate the side walls of the trunk. You just want to have it down in that stump. And how big in diameter is the stump?
I would guess 14 to 18 inches.
All right, I would make maybe 15 or so holes of that size, an inch apart, just sprinkle them all across the top of that stump. And let the sawdust come out and then blow it out, get it all cleaned out, and then you're going to pour a broadleafed weed killer into those holes. You'll need to do it carefully so you don't just pour it all over the soil. It's not going to hurt things adjacent, but you're going to pour it in at full strength right out of the container and let it soak into that stump. It will be carried through the root system and it will kill the stump. That I think one treatment and you'll be done. Broadleaf. Now, hang on, Bill. Hang on. Just saying, a broadleafed weed killer, so there's no confusion, is a product that contains 2,4-D. You have to find one that has that active ingredient, 2,4-D, like in dandelion.
All right, sir. I also want to thank you very, very much for telling me about Norway irrigation. I had to wait a month for them. But they are the best.
I'm so glad to hear that. Bill has been a friend a long time, but he also has been a quality irrigation contractor for that same length of time. He's the best. Thank you for the comment.
Well, I thank you for your help.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Teresa in Quinlan. I think it's Quinlan. And let me also give you the phone number because she's the last one we have up because of our technical issues getting on the air this morning. I think people were a little timid about calling. We've got 2 hours and 15 minutes left in this program, and I think we have raised the Titanic here. Let's give you the phone number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This is a chance for you to call Teresa. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
This is my first time call, but I listen to you on Sunday morning. It's just wonderful.
And you chose this day to call. I am really grateful. How can I help you?
Well, my son got me a Kubota fig tree for Mother's Day, and he said, well, you shouldn't plant it now. Wait till the fall. But that's a good thing if that's when I should plant it.
No, he's actually not correct on that, and he's a great son to give you a plant for Mother's Day, I will tell you that figs are just ever so gently winter tender in our area, like oleanders are and some of the other plants that we grow. They're absolutely recommended, not a problem. Figs can do very well for us,
okay.
But it's better when you have a tender plant like that to plant it in the spring. generally, if you were to ask me just, and I didn't know what day of the week it was, what month of the year it was, when is the best time to put in a new landscape, I'd tell you fall is a great time because it gives the plants all the winter to get established before summer. But but I would always put an asterisk with that, and I'd always say, except for plants that are a little bit tender where you live, and therefore those need longer during the growing season to get established, and that's where figs fall. So what he said in principle was correct. In this one specific case, it'd be better to go ahead and get it planted, and it'll sure be a lot easier for you.
Okay, then what kind of a soil should I have?
Or it needs full.
Should I prep the soil?
You don't really do any preparation of the soil because it's going to have to grow in what you have naturally, and you need to have it out away from other things. Figs tend to get pretty large. They are big, bold shrubs, and they will get probably 15 feet across, and so you don't want to use it up against the house. It needs to be out in the yard somewhere in full sun, and then it will use a good deal of water. You'll need to hand water it this year, especially since it's going in right now. Just don't let it wilt, or it'll drop a bunch of its leaves. And in fairness,
have more than one?
No. They'll do well. In fairness, I do want to tell you the two best varieties are Celeste and Texas Everbearing. Kadota is not one of the ones that's really commonly recommended by Texas A&M because of an insect that sometimes can get into them. I need to warn you of that ahead of time.
Okay, but then, because it was in this little plastic black pot when I got it, and I took it out and I put it into a bigger pot because I thought I was going to have to keep it through the
you
summer.
You can still take it back out again, do it in the evening, and just stick your hands down on both sides like a giant scoop and lift it out with the soil when it's moist. Its roots may have spread out just a little bit. You can use that soil from the new pot, that little bit of extra new soil, you could use around it in the new planting hole, and that way you'd have nice soft soil around the roots. But you don't have to do much soil prep for it.
Well, what I was going to tell you is the roots had gotten all the way around the outside, and they looked like they were kind of cooked. And so, I watered it and stuff, but now the leaves are turning yellow and they have brown spots. Is there a fungus that gets on these trees?
No, not at all. It probably got too dry at some point. It probably was root-bound. Figs are very luxuriant growers, and they use a lot of water. And
how close can I plant other trees to them?
20 feet.
20 feet.
Yeah, and actually a tree, hang on, actually a tree should be 30 or 40 feet away because a tree is going to cast a lot of shade. Remember I said this has to be in full sun.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where we are, Teresa. I really appreciate your call. And call again. Don't wait so long. You've waited a lifetime. Don't wait another lifetime.
Okay.
Atta girl. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will come back to Pete in Grand Prairie, and I think maybe you would be next after Pete. And that is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the leaders in tree care, the experts your trees deserve. They have served the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding areas since 1981, and they have the most outstanding tree service staff you could ever wish for. When I get into a problem area, I mean, they're not set up to answer general public phone calls about trees. They need to come see trees generally to help, and that's what they do. But if they're very kind to me, and if I really get stuck on something like I was this week on red oaks that were dropping a lot of leaves, and Bill Seaman, one of their fine certified horticulturists, certified arborists, sent me a note back just saying that this is an unusual form of anthracnose, no big foul, no big loss. The leaves will drop and the tree will be fine once we get out of the spring weather. And I am grateful for that. That is the kind of expertise you find at Arborological Services. If you have another kind of a problem that deals with some other specialty of horticulture and arboriculture, they have somebody else who will be the one who will step in and give you that advice. More than 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists to deal with your trees. So for the finest in tree care, set up an appointment for them to come to your home or your business. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on staff. Professional tree service is what it's all about. Arborological Services. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. On Twitter, at The Tree Experts, no spaces. On the web, it's arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard, flowing from a disappearing fountain or stream wrapping around your home. At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds, fountains, and aquatic plants. Also, they have a big selection of domestic koi. These koi come in all different sizes, colors, and prices to fit every pond and every budget. They have a great team of skilled employees who will help you design your pond and even install it. Don't miss the large variety of Asian pottery at Creative Water Gardens. They can be incorporated into any home or garden, no matter what the size. These beautiful pieces are great for planters, container gardens, and disappearing fountains. Visit Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of I-635. Check out the website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. 972-271-1411. Open Monday 9 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays.
All right, rely on Dalworth to clean and restore and repair and even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They pretty much do it all. If it's down there on the floor, if it is the floor in some way, they're going to fix it or replace it or make it as good as new, whatever it is. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 31 years. And right now, if you call Dalworth, I don't know if they'll be open tomorrow. I really should know, and I don't. I apologize. But you can book online at dalworth.com always, and they're always closed on Sundays. That said, pay only $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet. Deep down Dalworth Clean. Put a note on the fridge, my friend, and call them no later than Tuesday morning. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet. Deep down Dalworth Cleaned. You can count on Dalworth's quality and service. It's award-winning. Dalworth Fine Floors, if you need to replace your flooring, is an incredible store worth the drive from 25 or 40 miles away. This is not an ordinary flooring store. From the outside, you'll drive by and say, "Oh, I think it is." You'll go in the door and you'll say, "Oh, no, it isn't." It's exceptional. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Justin Sifford is the manager, and he'll be happy to bring samples of flooring to you, but you need to go see that store. It's incredible. 817-520-1400. But the main numbers to Dalworth Clean for that carpet cleaning and any other kind of flooring care service, 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com, 214 or 817-267-8433. We go back to our phone lines, and we have Pete in Grand Prairie waiting. And Pete, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I am well. Thanks for waiting on me. How can I help?
That's right. I got a question on my tree. Is there a ratio to the diameter of the tree to the size of the tree ring? I've got the original tree ring from when the tree was, you know, a couple inches in diameter, and now it's like, I'll say 4 inches. Mm-hmm. And the tree ring is probably, maybe 3 feet diameter.
You're talking about like for a flower bed or a ground cover bed or something?
Actually, for a tree.
All right, the tree ring you're talking about, though, is a ring of edging or something out around the tree, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pete, I'm going to give you an editorial comment that you really didn't ask for, and you're welcome to throw it away when we leave the conversation. I'm not a big advocate of doing that around a tree, and I'll tell you why. It is it draws attention to the trunk, and I just think a tree trunk is intended, if you look in nature, they just kind of blend into the ground. They just return to the ground. And so having a neutral ground cover or grass up to the tree trunk is my personal taste. I would say if you want to have a ring of some sort, first of all, I would not make it look like I wouldn't want the thing to look like a target with the trunk being the bullseye with an arrow sticking right in the middle. I would do something that's kidney shaped or, you know, that's like
right.
A golf green. It's an unusual shape. And you know how they move the hole on the golf green every day in a tournament. Well, I'd do that with my tree trunk. You can't move the tree, the edging around, but I'd have that tree off center somewhere. So it's not the fewer man-made elements we can introduce into a landscape, the more natural it looks. I guess that's what I've never put it that way, but I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And
I
so
hear you. That sounds good.
Yeah, if you did that, I would try to be out at least to where the shade pattern is, because you're eventually going to have ground cover beneath the tree. But I'd be out 6 or 7 feet probably in diameter, or 8 or 10 or 12. All of the trees that I have are in beds in my landscape. I don't have any that are out in the turf grass, and those beds just go around my house, and they're out in the yard, and they have edging around them, but it's nowhere near the tree trunks.
All right, Neil. Well, that answered my question.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to, I have about a minute and a half. Pat in Cedar Hill. I think I can help you. Pat, how can I?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a really bad case of white scale on my Pocomoke crepe myrtles.
All right. That insect is comparatively new in our area. It was first reported in 2004 and first really reported in the nursery industry in 2005. And the one bad year was 2007. I've been out all week this week looking at crepe myrtles, and I would say scale of 1 to 10, to use the word scale twice. This insect is probably a 2 or a 3 outbreak this year, except on your plant. We have just posted, had my webmaster on the crepemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org, information from Dr. Mike Merchant from Texas A&M, the latest research information and suggestions on dealing with the scale insect. He is suggesting the systemic insecticides, either Merit or Safari. And if you go to crepemyrtletrails.org and click on basic care and then on pests, there will be all the information on that scale down at the bottom of that page. Big write-up. Great big write-up.
I did read that, and I did the systemic, but it's so bad, I'm wondering if I should do the summer weight oil spray also.
You can try it. And if you want to. The systemics take a couple of weeks to work. And if you want to use the summer weight oil, you're good. I'm glad you found that already, so that part's done. I hear
okay.
My music. I'm out for this hour. But that's, you're on the right track. And, yeah, if you want to try it, just don't do it in the heat.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned. Give us a call.